and from the Redeemery here in Wampaw, New York. On special assignment, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, and I'm very, very grateful to be with you, happy to be with you. So much has transpired in this past year and a half, as we continue to seek out, as they might say on Star Trek, Jerry Boutonniere, who is our engineer.
Seek out new life and...
Yes, new life and new civilizations, although we are seeking the spiritual life and spiritual civilization for all of you. I am Dr. Ed Elcott, emissary for Elcott the Next Step. This is not just a religion, this is a spiritual system of thought and action which brings you closer to the infinite by way of dissolving and disseminating those particles of ego which restrict and block us. Now with me is a very special guest today, and something we don't often do here on Elcott the Next Step, and that is bring on another form of thought, another spiritual system. And it is Kenny Slaggs, Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. And a very good afternoon to you, Kenny.
Thank you, Dr. Elcott.
Kenny, where do you hail from originally?
I don't like to say, because I think that prejudices people's thinking toward me.
All right.
Where are you from originally?
That is something that's also a very well-kept secret. It's interesting how our systems of belief intersect.
I think it's important for people to realize the import and reality of the philosophy as opposed to attaching it to any individual.
I would agree with that. Although we do know that Hevener Elcott is a native of the Midwest, I believe. As a matter of fact, it's so unimportant, I forget.
I know that your religion is about dissolving ego, and so it would make sense that you wouldn't really concentrate on any individual.
We are not really... we're not a cult. We don't believe in individuals. We believe in the thought, the system of thought, and that's Jerry Boutonniere, the man you're looking at.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Jerry is not a member of Elcott the Next Step.
I was wondering, because the reason why I was looking at you, Jerry, is you look like you are seeking...
Not really. This is my job.
Okay, but if before we leave, and with your permission, Dr. Elcott, could I give Jerry my book on the Principles of Abundance?
Well, Jerry, that's fine with me. I'm not... I don't...
I know you don't think you're seeking, but you do look as if you are seeking. Seeking to find some fulfillment.
Okay, well, enough said about Jerry, huh?
Yes. I don't mean to embarrass you.
No, You're hitting closer to home than I...
So I am getting close to it.
Yes, but I don't really want to talk about it.
Jerry is not a member of Elcott the Next Step. He is one of our lay personnel, our lay employees here at Wampaw University. And I suppose it would be interesting to find out... What exactly, Jerry, are you speaking of?
Dr. Elcott, I'm...
Okay, enough said.
Now, he was pointing at his groin.
Yes.
Okay. I know the overlords are here, and there's a special agreement. We've gotten into an area where...
Oh, forgive me. I don't mean to... Am I going to get you leveled?
No. Ordinarily, that might... We're getting into an area here. He was pointing at his... what we call in Elcott the Next Step, his you-know-what.
That's what you call it in Elcott?
Yes, and please don't tell me...
No, I would never violate any prescriptions against obscenity.
Right. We call it... He was pointing at his you-know-what as a way of saying... He's gay.
I see. Forgive me, Mr. Boutonniere.
No, it's all right. When you said I needed fulfillment.
All right, let's just table this conversation, because I don't want Elcott the Next Step to be perceived as somehow mocking gay people.
No, I would never do that. I just noticed that Jerry had a look of...
expectation or something.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to say, I find you attractive, Mr. Slag.
All right, that's fine. And we can table that. I am personally straight, but there have been some moments in my life when I've decided that perhaps walking on your side of civilization, walking on your side of... Oh, my God.
No, this is Lil Wayne. Why did you do this?
Oh, my God, I forgot to...
This is an automatic leveling. Thanks a lot for nothing.
Please, it's my fault, Dr. Elcott.
No, I have to absorb it. God damn me. Yes, I'm ready, Overlord. I await the leveling because I am just this close, as I say, to becoming an Overlord myself. It was very interesting. What happened was...
Oh, my God, Dr. Elcott, are you all right?
I'm not fine, yeah. What happened, Kenny?
Your mouth, Dr. Elcott.
No, dying. What happens, Kenny? You see, it normalizes. It does normalize. Thank you. Thank you very much, overlords, for that.
And they just float out.
They do float out.
Yes, they do. And that has nothing to do with sexuality.
No, I didn't think it did. I try to be very open-minded with my religion. But what I also want to do, Dr. Elcott, is point out perhaps areas where, well, we can all improve.
Right, except you don't do that here at Elcott the Next Step.
I don't? Why not?
Well, were you not given the permission by the overlords to use your cricket packet?
Yes, I was. The cricket...
If you wouldn't mind, I'll just tell people. The cricket packet is used in Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Well, it's my system of thought.
I know, but it's my show, and it is my presentation, and I want to make sure that you don't... You can certainly run afoul of the overlords, since they've given you direct permission to use the cricket packet.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense.
Here they come.
They wouldn't dare level me. Kenny Slack.
Kenny, you can't see your face. Don't give him a mirror. You can't see your face right now, Kenny, but it's...
Oh, okay.
Yes, Kenny, you're not making any sense because you were leveled. Now, let me explain. Are you all right?
I'm coming back to normal now, yeah. Wow, that was very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Almost as if I had a catheter inserted and something else put opposite.
Right, let's not get too graphic, but it was painful.
Yes, very much so.
All right. The principles of abundance in the 21st century are very happy to speak of, Kenny. By the way, what happened to the music?
Oh, I don't know. And since I'm not a member, I guess you get leveled for that.
Thanks for nothing, queer.
Oh, my God, you can't call him that.
Overlords, I apologize. I'll take the leveling, but please not...
Oh, my God, Dr. Elcott, you said the Q word. You were homophobic.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to do that, Overlord. Sorry. And I'm sorry to you, Jerry.
But yes, but I don't get leveled. You do.
Yes, even though it was your fault, I won't bring it up again, Overlords. I'm sorry that we are not using
there it is.
Oh, you have to have the music playing.
Yes, for the program, Elcott the Next Step, that I present each week here from Wampaw University, there must be the theme music that elevates, uplifts, and transports the listener so that they feel that they are indeed hearing and partaking in a message that is worthwhile.
Well, you mean it's not ordinarily?
Please don't do that, because now the overlords gave you cricket packet status.
Well, that means I have to get... That's not right. I'm not a member of your religion. How dare you try to do that to me and mess with...
Kenny, you're not making a bit of sense. You sound like a slobbering, sniveling thing. You're hunched over there in the corner.
Does it say?
You're hunched, yes, you're hunched in the corner.
Kenny, I could hold a mirror up to you, but you'd never be the same.
How do I sound now?
You sound fine, Kenny. Let's talk about the cricket packet, and I'll let you do it, since the overlords have given me the assent. They are there behind that glass. It is there where they bet on NC2A basketball and football, and oh yeah, listen to and monitor the show.
I see. The cricket packet is something that we use in Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century so that people can recognize whether something is fruitful, whether something is actually giving them an education, or it's a waste of their time. For instance, Dr. Elcott, I can go back to what you were saying to me about using the cricket packet. You didn't really know what it was that you were talking about, did you?
Well, yes, I did know, Kenny, and please, you know, understand one thing. As a member of Elcott the Next Step, as one who is being groomed for... Oh, okay, I get it.
It ain't making it. That's what we say in Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Well, fair enough. Kenny Slag is my guest here on Elcott the Next Step, as Mr. Slag brings with him the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
And I'm Kenny Slag. And welcome, everyone, to this special, if you will, twofer, where we present the principles of abundance in the 21st century as it pertains to its coexistence, if you will, to Elcott the Next Step. See, you can't do that.
Well, I just did, didn't I?
No.
What is wrong? I don't get to use that, overlords? I thought I was allowed to use that because that's... I find that very unfair.
Yeah.
So Dr. Elcott was saying, I'm not allowed to use the cricket packet? No, you're not.
All right, so I understand now that I'm back to normal. Jerry?
Yes, almost fully back to normal, except your right arm is only this long.
Oh.
No, it's now it's normal.
The leveling, as it is used by the overlords, is a reminder that we are all finite and that ego is nothing, that we are nothing, that we can be reduced to something that looks like it was made out of wax and then melted on the floor. That's what I looked like just then, didn't I?
You did. You looked as if you'd been a candle wax and you melted down, but now you're back normal again. I'm Kenny Slagg.
What are you looking at, Dr. Elcott?
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Nothing. The way you said, I'm Kenny Slagg, although we are an egoless group, so it is rather stunning to hear someone so steeped in and so luxuriant in and so soaked in full ego.
Elcott, the next step. I'm Jerry Boutonniere with Dr. Ed Elcott and Kenny Slagg of the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
I'm talking here with Kenny Slagg today, and it's already been a momentous visit, Kenny. I've been leveled two or three times. You've already gotten hit once. One of the things that I'm excited about, as I mentioned to our audience, I am now in line for overlord status.
I heard about that. Congratulations. From all of us here at Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, we, as you know, Dr. Slagg, have no such rankings. We simply have our principles, and we try to live by them and abide by them.
Can you tell me a little bit about what is the core belief of Principles of Abundance?
It is to make all of us elevate to the level of God, or God-like, I should say. I am Kenny Slagg, but I also am observant of the Kenny. When we get up in the morning, we see ourselves and we see the greatness that we can be. For instance, you, Dr. Elcott, you would be Dr. Ed Elcott, but you'd also be Elcotto. We'd give you your God-like name.
I would not be able to have that, because what we believe in Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century is that we are egoless. And so, in order for you... So, all right.
That's the cricket packet.
And I'm just checking in with the overlords. This is okay with you?
Uh-huh.
God damn... You don't have to level me for asking a goddamn question.
Yeah! You bet.
Wow. You do. You look like melted wax.
Yeah.
Dr. Elcott?
I'm all right. Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. And so, as I was saying, I'll try to explain it in a way that isn't so dull.
Well, the cricket packet reminds us that while we are godlike, and while we have godlike qualities, there's only so much that we can, quote, gas bag. In Elcott, the next step, perhaps you call that having too much ego. Here in Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, we call it the gaba, or...
The gas bag.
Yes.
Interesting. You do have those kinds of shorthands. This is our Elcotta. What do you call that?
The Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Ah. And so reading that...
Reading it, one becomes steeped in the idea that we are godish or godlike or gada. Being gada means that we have our God self. When we get up in the morning and we look in the mirror, most of the time we're disappointed. We don't like what we see. But... When we have our gada, or God self, we can turn and look at it and say, at least I've got you. At least, as I go through this day, being disappointed in just about everything I do, I can turn and look to my right, and I can see that thing that I imagine that I am. That is, the Kenny, or in your case, the Elkaka.
Now, you've changed my name. Originally, I think I was the Elcotta.
Well, that's the name of your Bible.
Oh, you call me the Elkaka.
Yes, you're the Elkaka. You are... the godlike state that is Ed Elcott, but you're also Elkaka, that is, godlike and proficient in the ways of manipulating words and truth.
I think that's what kaka means, Doc.
Okay. Are you trying to tell me I gotta take it up the ass?
Well, you gave me a name, and I know you don't hear what you're saying, and you probably think you're speaking normally, but you're not. Yeah, you sound like a gibbering idiot. But what I was going to say to you, Kenny, is you can give me my God name or whatever you call it, and they'll cut the next step, but you don't mock the overlords by saying part of my name is Kaka. You see?
Yes, I understand. Forgive me. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds.
Yes, Kenny, you see, in Elcott the next step, what we try to do is minimize, yes, ego, but we don't want to be mocked. No. You never mock Elcott the next step. You never...
Yeah, it's...
getting a little dull, or what we call Dalada.
You're on the Dalada, Doc.
The reason why we call it the Dalada is because...
I didn't really ask you, but I guess you're going to tell me.
Yes, the Overlord said that I have the right to explain the cricket packet. The Dalada is something I thought of when I was getting a cafe latte at Starbucks one day. And I thought, what is it about the principles of abundance in the 21st century that makes it perhaps, a little bit better than Dr. Elcott in Elcott the Next Step? And I thought of dull or Dalada, because I didn't want to make it completely dull.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, no, I don't mean, Doc, that you're dull. It's Dalada, you see?
Uh-huh. So the Dalada is when I am, for instance, talking right now. See, it's not even worth a dog.
Thank you very much. You know, you're very good, Jerry, at helping me explain things.
You're welcome. I do that an awful lot for Dr. Elcott.
Jerry, there's no point in you doing what we call the stretch. That is, when Jerry begins to speak, he over-accentuates his effeminate tendencies in terms of speech so that he can ingratiate himself by sounding like he's some kind of a big-shot intellectual. Okay, I know I earned that. I know I earned it. I know I earned it.
Well, Dr. Elcott is now molten wax. I guess he's saying he was a little bit over the line in criticizing you, huh?
Yeah, Dr. Elcott will go over the line and become resentful of the fact that I'm out proud and gay, and that somehow he reads into that some arrogance. In Elcott the Next Step, there is no ego, so...
Do you have ego when it comes to that?
No, not at all. It's who I am.
It's interesting. When I was talking to Dr. Elcott before the show, and I was discussing with him... You're not allowed to give me the cricket packet.
Yes, I am. I'm not a member of either one of your religions.
So you're telling me these queers are going to stay?
I'll take over, yeah. There it is, Dr. Elcott. All right, Kenny, I've remortalized. Kenny, I've remortalized. I'm fine. You're not doing too good, are you?
Yeah!
Kenny Slag has been leveled, as well as myself, on today's edition of Elcott, The Next Step. This is Elcott, The Next Step, from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. For a transcription of today's program, write to Wampaw University, in care of Department of Agriculture, Wampaw, New York. Transcriptions of this program are also provided by
Mother Mary's Mary Laxidan's Transcription Service, 14 Elm Lane, Wampaw, New York.
Please put on the envelope, Elcott Transcription, please. Nothing else will do. Again, Elcott Transcription, please. Nothing else will do.
Elcott the Next Step, with special guest Kenny Slag from The Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century, will continue right out of this. I'm Overlord Bossman Brown. I have developed a relaxing form of speech which enables us to release ego even faster. You don't have to be a member of Elcott the Next Step to send away for Soft Lip, the relaxing form of speech that I, Overlord Bossman, developed. Relaxo Lip works like this. You simply let all ego drain out through your mouth. When you envision ego draining out through your mouth, suddenly you talk like this. Hello, I'm Overlord Bossman. It sounds sloppy and slovenly, perhaps even the speech of one addicted to an opiate. And yet, no, it ain't. To get Relax Lip or Relaxo, send $15.95 to Relax the Lip, care of Overlord Bossman, Wampaw University. The Bossman will send it to you, and I know you'll enjoy it. Until then,
bye.
Welcome back to Elcott the Next Step. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. With me is Kenny Slag from Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. For those of you who want to learn more about Elcott the Next Step, please send away for our intro packet, Elcott the Next Step, and a digest of the Elcotta, which is our holy liturgy. When you send away for that, we will also give you instructions and directions on how to find Wampaw University and where our Elcott the Next Step Redeemery Arch is located. One is here in Wampaw, New York. Another is located in Big Sur, California. Another is...
It's getting a little dull. I'm Kenny Slag.
Yes. Unfortunately, this is necessary.
I understand.
So I gotta hear that?
Yeah, Dr. Elcott, that's what the Overlord said.
I understand, Jerry. Do you mind if I get it straight, Overlords? Okay. And so send away for Elcott the Next Step in care of Wampaw University... our special introductory packet to the Elcotta.
Never mind, you know. Well, Dr. Elcott, don't become truculent like a child. You never want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm Kenny Slag, And this is Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century, along with Elcott the Next Step.
Yeah, well, this happens to be my show. I'm hosting it, and I'm the cunt that's doing the show. Dr. Elcott.
Dr. Elcott, you should never have used the C word. That's a bad thing to do in both Elcott the Next Step, as well as Kenny Slagg's Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry. What I meant to say was, I understand the Elcotta and Elcott the Next Step, and I will continue to try to forcefully apply those principles to drain all ego away.
I'm very interested in hearing about Relax Lip or Relaxo.
Well, that was developed by Overlord Bossman, and the Bossman wanted us to relax our ego out of our mouths. Most of us in Elcott the Next Step relax our ego through our obvious exit areas. And
why is that?
Because when we think of those areas, we think of getting rid of. You went Elmer Fudd, which is your loud one.
I'm allowed to go Fudd once.
Oh, so you...
Yes, I went Elmer Fudd. You're allowed to Fudd once. We will wax... See, I just Fudded twice.
Baby?
I don't understand, Dr. Elcott.
It's okay. I'm allowed to Fudd once, not twice, and I just Fudded.
I'm trying to say that we allow our ego to drain out of our bodies by way of the obvious exit points, which would be the anus or the penis.
And that's where you drain your ego?
Yes, and unfortunately, it has led many of us, such as a sex addict as myself, I joined Elcott the Next Step some 7 years ago, to rid myself of sex addiction, and I have, but I tend to release through my anus or my penis, and that leads to masturbation. I don't want to do that. So the wonderful, wonderful work of Overlord Bossman. Thank you, Overlord Bossman. And the Relaxo or Relaxed Lip, allow me to talk like that.
And when you talk like that, you get rid of ego.
I get rid of a lot of ego that way. I would rather talk like an intelligent human being, a man, like many other men, who is just a normal human being and doesn't sound like a gibbering ass. Excuse my language, I know I'll get leveled for that. I don't give a fuck.
Dr. Elcott, you seem to be giving up, Dr. Elcott, and not going with the program. I'm sorry the cricket packet is bothering you, but you said I could use it.
The overlords did, not me. The overlords did. However, go ahead.
Well, you were saying...
As I was saying, I drain ego out of my anus and my penis... Keep going, Dr. Elcott.
Okay, Jerry, whatever you say. Don't call him a homophobic term.
I won't. Thank you, Jerry. And as such, the wonderful work of Overlord Bossman allows me to drain it ego out of what would be my mouth, obviously.
It is your mouth. It's not what would be your mouth.
Yes, but sometimes I look in the mirror after having been leveled, and it looks like my anus. That's the unfortunate part of being leveled. This is Elcott the Next Step. I'm Jerry Boutonniere. If you'd like to come and watch the show recorded, you can. Simply send me a self-addressed stamped envelope with the name of the individual you'd like to accompany to Elcott the Next Step Live Theater Presentation, Wampaw University. We'll reserve 2 tickets for you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and welcome to Elcott the Next Step. My very special guest is Kenny Slagg from The Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. Now, I'm very happy to report to you that Elcott the Next Step will be coming to you via the Phil Hendry website once a week, Sunday mornings.
Congratulations, Dr. Elcott.
Thank you very much, Kenny. We're happy to note that we'll be back on the regular schedule at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com.
I'm Kenny Slagg with the Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century. I brought along with me today the Cricket Packet. And what the Cricket Packet does, it reminds us that we need to move quicker and we need to get right to the point. I've had to release the Cricket Packet on Dr. Elcott a number of times today, but I think he's learning.
And this is Dr. Ed Elcott reminding Kenny Slagg and the rest of you who may think differently that you don't teach me anything. I know all. I am a member of Elcott the Next Step. I have been studying this religion and I've been an overlord in this... Not an overlord. Ah, fuck. I fucked up.
Oh boy, you get a double dose. Cricket Packet. And, of course, how do you feel?
I just messed up and I should not have. I should never have melded the two together. Never meld Elcott the Next Step and Kenny Slag's Principles of Abundance in the 21st century. And now let's go to the phones for our weekly Overlord Insight. And with us is Gloria Grover. She is an overlord in Elcott the Next Step, also the mother of a frequent Phil Henry Show guest, Larry Grover. And Gloria, what is your input this morning?
Well, first of all, good morning, Dr. Elcott, and good morning, Mr. Slag.
Good morning, Ms. Grover.
My input this morning is simply this. You, both of you gentlemen, have been very informative, but as we say in Elcott, don't jawjack it like a couple of dick lickers where you're sitting there like you got a thumb up each other's rectums. You have to get to it. I know you can do it, but baby, get to it.
Ah, yes, the song Barefootin'.
Where did you find this guy?
Thank you so much, Ms. Grover.
Yeah.
That was this morning's Overlord input from Gloria Grover, Overlord Gloria Grover here on Elcott, The Next Step. I think what she meant was we shouldn't just sit and hear ourselves talk. There has to be a point, and we need to do this with respect, but also delineating the differences.
I think that's true. In delineating the differences between our systems of thought, Kenny, what we are doing is we're saying, here we are here, here you are over there, and while they are both perfectly legitimate systems of thought, don't become enamored of each other as if we are, as she said, dick-licking. I find that to be very offensive.
It is, and it's homophobic.
God damn it. Yes, it is. And that is part and parcel of the very infantile way that Elcott the Next Step grew up. You see, Elcott the Next Step at one time was a thought that Hevner Elcott had that he turned into a booklet, which we call the Big Thick One.
Just keep talking.
Yes, which we call the Big Thick One. And it's big and thick. No, it's... The Big Thick One is...
Go ahead.
And so we don't want to become too enamored of each other's school of thought so that we look like a couple of boys walking off into a park someplace.
The homophobia of today's program cannot be denied. The homophobia of today's program cannot be denied. The homophobia of today's program cannot be denied. And while there may be some immature and infantile laughs to be had, overall, this program does not elevate to the level that Elcott the Next Step would like it to be at. Therefore, Dr. Elcott and Kenny both get leveled.
No, please, God, don't do it.
All right, Jackety.
Googie.
This has been Elcott the Next Step. I'm Jerry Boutonniere.
Yeah!